At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Not sure who needs to hear this. I take it back. I know exactly who needs to hear this. And I know who's going to hear it. And that's you, buddy. You're going to hear this. Five Things Betrayal Edition. It kind of sounds funny, but it's not at all. Nothing funny. Well, one of these will be funny, hopefully. But I'll let you be the judge of that. Betrayal Edition. There's a lot going on right now. I don't know if you noticed, there's a lot going on in the world. And a lot of things coming to light, a lot of roaches scattering when the lights come on, a lot of people fearing for their freedom and safety and autonomy. It's a lot of bad things going on, or rather, there's a lot of good things going on, which are going to expose a lot of bad things that have gone on. And I, for one, think it's nothing but a really, really good thing. And I think it's good because I don't believe I'm on any lists. I know that I don't know who Jeffrey Epstein. I never met the man. Certainly never went to his island. And anyway, that's probably the least of a, I don't know. What's the worst? It's a good question. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. So, honorable mention, and this one's a little tongue-in-cheek. The rest of them will not be funny at all, and that's what the nature of betrayal is. What is betrayal? What is it that causes us to feel betrayed? And I believe that there's an element of trust that is broken through thought, word, deed, that there is a commitment, an agreement that was violated. And in that breaking or that violation, that's where the betrayal is. So, honorable mention, why are there so many Spider-Man movies? What is the deal? Like, I remember when they did the whole, started making superhero movies, and they were awesome. Original Spider-Man was exciting, and I loved all of them. But now, there's like 100 of them. There's a lot. And there's cartoons, and there's metaverses, and there's like a pig that's Spider-Man or something. Didn't see that one. But why are there so many Spider-Man movies? Well, it turns out it's because Sony Pictures owns the film rights to the character of Spider-Man, and in order to maintain said rights, they need to consistently make more Spider-Man movies within a certain window, which give us what it is that we've got. We've got all these different iterations. We've got different Spider-Men and doing different things. How many Spider-Men do we have now? Three, four? And it's just more and more and more and more. But of course, it comes down to money. This comes down to money, because in order to keep the rights, which they paid money to receive, they have to produce more of these movies. So there you go. If you've ever wondered, why are there so many fucking Spider-Man movies? That's because there's a financial incentive. And if you are ever curious about why something is the way that it is, simply ask who's benefiting from this, follow the money. And there you go. There you go. All right, let's get into this. Now, there's five things, but some of these are so awful That I don't know that you can put one ahead of ahead of the other, and I guess it's not necessarily relevant which is the most awful. I'll leave that sort of up to you to decide. So the order that I'm going to go in, I just had to choose an order. So I'll stop explaining and just get into it. Coming in at number five, our failed, broken educational system. Now, understand where I'm coming from with this. Except my mom was a school teacher for her whole career. My mother-in-law was a school teacher for her whole career. And these are wonderful, wonderful human beings. Particularly my mom. My mother-in-law is a wonderful human being too. My mom, really wonderful human being. And so they're an advocate for teachers. They think the teachers should be paid more. They're an advocate for the teachers' union. And I am not. So, is it broken? Is it working? Well, let's look at our data. Public K through 12 schools in the United States of America spend $17,277 a year per student. $17,277 per year. Okay? So, that's a good amount of money. Must be working. How are we doing? Well, around 65% of students in the United States are reading below grade level. Really? Over half of the kids in the school system read below their grade level? Well, that's crazy. I thought reading was fundamental. What's LeVar Burton doing? Like, where is that guy? What's going on? Where's the reading rainbow? Did we forget about that? That's right, we co-opted the rainbow. Oof, probably too soon on that one. Okay. What about math? Reading's important. What about math? Well, according to recent data from the National Center for Educational Statistics, roughly 50% of public school students are behind grade level. Okay. Well, what percentage of U.S. students are proficient in math? What would you guess? What percentage of U.S. students are proficient in math? 26%. So, three quarters of our students are not proficient in math. Half of them are behind in reading. It's like, oh my goodness, what are we doing? What are we doing here? Is the answer more money? I don't think that it is. I think that it might be, could be. But I think that if you look at what's going on, putting more money into something that's broken doesn't fix it. Warren Buffett famously said, "With a chronically leaking vessel, better to look for a new vessel than to simply try to keep patching leaks." So, more to come on that, I'm sure. Number four. Sorry, teachers out there. Care for you. I think it's the bureaucracy that's sort of killing us on this one, as opposed to the individual contributors who are doing a wonderful job and working their butts off to educate our kids. It's just a lot of things that are stacked against us. Number four, big food. Big food. Did you know that in 1985, cigarette maker R.J. Reynolds bought Nabisco. You're familiar with Nabisco, you know? Big tobacco buys big food. Did you know that in 1988, cigarette maker Philip Morris bought Kraft Foods? You're familiar with Kraft Foods? Yeah, I've heard of Nabisco and Kraft. Sure. Oh, okay. So let's sort of engineer this. What was our population like in 1984? Because remember, in 1985 is when the folks that got us hooked on cigarettes decided to get us hooked on food. So, in 1985, the year that that first purchase was made, only 4.4% of Americans were obese. Okay. So in 1985, 4.4% of Americans were obese. R.J. Reynolds and Philip Morris and all of their brilliant minds. See, they needed to pivot from cigarettes because they saw the writing on the wall that their current offering was killing everyone. And so they said, oh, we're going to abandon this vessel, like I was just talking about, and find a new one. And they found food. And they took their skill set of hooking people, creating bad habits, and applied it to our food. Now today, 2024, how many years later that was, 40 years later, over 40% of Americans are obese. So they did it. They did it. Why don't we try to get them to use their powers for good instead of evil, for God's sakes? Can we do that? Oh, there's no money in that. Shit. Oh, well. There you go. So that's number four. Bummer, huh? Number three. Pharmaceutical companies advertising on television. No doubt you are aware that the United States of America is one of two countries on planet Earth that allows direct-to-consumer advertising by pharmaceutical companies. Really doesn't matter what the other country is. It happens to be New Zealand, but just us. Numero uno. So, what year did that happen? What's with 1985? That was a big year for big businesses to assault consumers. Big tobacco takes over big food. Big pharma takes over the airwaves. So in 1985, the U.S. began allowing pharmaceutical companies to advertise directly to consumers on TV. Wow. But these early ads were very limited because they had to include all risk and side effect information, which made TV commercials impractical. So what'd they do? Well, they didn't just give up on it. Of course not. Why would they do that? No. The big shift happened in 1997 when the FDA relaxed its rules. Oh, that's weird. I would like to be a fly on the wall in those meetings. I wonder if there's money involved in it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So in 1997, the FDA relaxed its rules, allowing drug ads to mention a drug's name and its benefits without listing all side effects, just major risks, and a reference to where consumers could get more information. This change led to the explosion of prescription drug commercials we see today. So what was the effect? So I told you that was in 1997. So around 1999... approximately 7.7% of Americans 12 years and older reported using antidepressants. Okay. Do you think that it went up from there after they started advertising? Do you think? So 7.7 in 1999. 2015, it doubled. Well, 13.2%. 2020, 16.5%. Wait for it. 2024, 43% of Americans were receiving some treatment for mental health. Big numbers. Big numbers. My goodness. Money. Killing us. Money is killing us. It's crazy. Nothing funny. And from the frying pan to the fire, just keep this fun train rolling of betrayal. That's what all this is. These are legitimate betrayals. Endless wars. Do you know how many United States citizens have died directly in war-related deaths? It's over 1.3 million people. Do you know? Oh, this is so awful. In 2022, An average of 17.6 veterans died every day by suicide. Holy shit. My gosh. That's so tough. It's better than it was, though. Better than it was. So 17.6 veterans died by suicide each day. Oh my God. Isn't that numbers, I think, still right around there? Every day, 17 veterans kill themselves. So brutal. Such a betrayal. And none of this is to say just the other causes, or rather, how much that rips apart families and communities and everything else. My God, awful, awful. Endless wars. And for what? And for what? Oof. Number one, which brings us to number one. And that mean the last one was probably number one. But just to bring all this home, and the reason for all of this, money laundering. The government stealing our money. The federal government stealing our tax dollars. I think that we all sort of knew it was happening, but now we're just finding out exactly what and how through DOGE, our Department of Government Efficiency. And it's fucking mind-boggling to me that people are against this. I mean, we have to know. We have to know what it is that we're dealing with if we have any hope of changing this. I've been talking about our financial problems as a country for years now, like 6 or 7 years. I've been trying to scream, howl at the moon about how our federal deficit and our debt is going to destroy the country. And now we're actually doing something about it. And that anybody would be opposed to that is shocking to me, but not because the people that are most opposed to it are the people that most benefit from it. Allegedly. Like, I don't know, but we're about to find out. I hope to God that we're going to find out, because all of this is a betrayal. It's a betrayal of the trust that we place in these politicians and our government, and it's nothing but a fucking terrible thing. I need to be able to trust that our government is at least not working against me. It's not stealing my money. That a politician is not enriching his or herself at my expense. That these are public servants. I have to know that the healthcare system is working to my benefit, not against me, not trying to extract and make me sick, so that they can keep making money off of me. I'm not interested in being the fucking product of our healthcare system any more than I'm interested in being the product of anything else. So, and the people that think Trump sucks, well, I mean, I didn't vote for the guy the first 2 times. I get it. He is, in the past, not been the most presidential person. And there's certainly things about his character that I find to be suboptimal. I'll put it that way. But we got to give the guy a chance. He's doing everything that he said he was going to do thus far. And I hope that you're able to do that as well. And I hope that you're able to see the long-term benefit in this and what could happen, what could when we if we are able to get clear of this and to get some transparency on where the money is going and where it's gone and who the bad actors are. Because I know it's on both sides of the aisle. I am not naive enough to think that it's just one side or the other. It is this permanent Washington. It is, I don't know. I don't know, but I hope to know. I am voraciously consuming the information. I am fascinated and extremely curious to have the truth come out, as I hope that you are as well. because that's what we need. I don't want to feel like I'm being betrayed. I don't want to feel like my tax dollars are being stolen. I don't want people's kids to be obese and sick. And I definitely don't want my kids or anybody else's kids to be sent off to war for reasons that are kept from us. And I feel like we should all agree on that. And I know better, because I did not come down with last night's rain. So there you go. Five things. Betrayal edition. What did I forget? What did I leave off? What should I have gone harder on? Did I just say hard on? That's awesome. What should I have gone harder on? As always, do your part by doing your best.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.